back to a new episode of Straight to the Point. And today, I just thought I would do something a little bit different because normally I've been running these in the car, and bearing in mind I've just started my YouTube channel, I thought I would actually turn the camera on and potentially turn these into, I guess, short little video clips, because I may as well leverage every single minute I'm taking to create content rather than document, right? And in this episode, what I want to talk about are the three things that have made the biggest difference and what I believe pretty much every entrepreneur needs to be successful. And this has come from mainly my last 3 years of being in business, right? I've been through a lot of ups and downs, as you most likely know. And if not, I'm going to be explaining it more as we go throughout these episodes anyway. And really, the biggest thing that I want to try and get across is the fact that business, although it may look like it from the outside, is not easy. Like, it does require a lot of hard work. But these three things, I think, set you up and give you the right foundation to be able to at least get started, which I think is the thing a lot of people struggle with. So the first thing, this one again is quite obvious to me, but goes, I guess, under the radar with how people actually talk about getting started, but you do need a skill. So the first S, I've got three S's for you that I think will really help you and what every entrepreneur needs. And the first S is skills. So if you're looking to start a business, for me, the biggest struggle that I had was the fact that I didn't know what I was going to start it on. I didn't know what I was going to get into. I didn't know how to actually make any money. And the reason why is that I didn't really have a core skill at the time. And for me, that's absolutely vital. So whether it's flipping the Instagram agency that I'm running, the brand building agency, the storytelling agency, or my property trading company, whatever it is that I'm doing, there's a skill that's involved that I've gone about and actually learned myself to put into play. Now, you can start businesses without having a core specific skill. You could directly employ people in, but that's not the way that I've done it and not the way that I'm going to talk, right? That's not what I'm going to talk about. My business has been started from going out, learning a skill, learning a trade, and then putting it into practice. Now, for me, once you have that skill, a lot of people go into business then blind. And I think that's actually one of the biggest mistakes a lot of people make. Not knowing where to start, so guessing and then getting it wrong and actually making a mistake from it. So for me, the second S, the second thing that every entrepreneur needs to be able to be successful, is a very, very high valued support network. Again, mentors are so key. I've spoken about them in numerous episodes before, but I've made so many ignorant, stupid mistakes from not following advice or not seeking advice. And for me, the support network that I've got around me now is the reason why I'm scaling quicker than I've ever scaled before. Like, it's really simple, and the reason why. Now, having the right people in place doesn't come quickly. You have to spend time searching for it. But when you get it right, it's so valuable. Like, for me, like, there's nothing more that gives me more energy, more inspiration, more motivation than when I'm around people that have got that same energy, that are pushing me further. And if you've not got a mentor right now, for me, it's probably the biggest thing that you're missing, especially if you're wanting to start a business. Going and buying a training course is one thing, but if you've got somebody that you can talk to that's been there and done it, they can guide you and actually keep you accountable to take action and get that business going. For me, that was the one thing that made the biggest difference. The third thing, and I think this is what separates the kind of average to good entrepreneurs from the great entrepreneurs, the ones that go out there and they do amazing things, they conquer the world, and that is complete and utter self-belief, sure will and determination that they know they are the right people to be going out there and delivering that skill with the right support network to be able to develop the service is going to be able to change the world, right? For me, I know I'm going to be successful. And again, that can come across as arrogant. I don't want it to be, but I've got enough self-confidence and self-belief in terms of the way that we deliver our product, the way that we deliver our service, the way that we deliver our training, to be able to deliver results to people. And I guess that's the reason why, even when I'm going through the lowest of lows, like even when I was really, really struggling at the back end of 2019, like I went from having a really, really large business to suddenly owing a lot of money. I went through the toughest time, the most darkest periods ever. And it could have been so easy to just give up. But it was that sure will, that complete self-belief that I know I'm built for something big. I know I'm built to be able to change the way people are feeling around creating content, developing social media, being able to build businesses online right now. That's what I am motivated by. That's what flipping gets me out of bed in the morning. And when I understood the skill, when I then surrounded myself with the right people and had the right self-belief to know that this was what I meant to be doing, it was at that point that everything started to click. Everything started to change. Progress was seen, momentum was built, and revenue was made. These three things for me are the fundamentals that every entrepreneur should have. And I really, really hone back. Every time that I'm struggling, I go back to these three things every single time. If I've made a mistake, if I've made an error, if I'm going through a tough period, I'd always look at the skill. Like, what is it that's let me down? Is it the actual delivering of the product or service? Is it the fact that I can't manage my team properly? Is it the fact that I lost track of my numbers? Again, these are all things that I've done, but I'll go back to the skill. If I can then not find it with the skill, there's no issue with the skill. I'll then go to the support network and go, look, this is what I'm struggling with. How can I develop it? How can I move forward? How can I get out of this rut that I'm in? Like back in November 2019, I needed my mentor to grab me out of bed, give me a shake and go back to flipping work and do what you're here to do. I needed it. The support network grabbed me. It put me in a position to be able to continue to grow. Now, if that can't help me, I then need to look at internally what's the matter with me. Why don't I believe that I can do it? What's flipping dragging me down? What's making me struggle? What's not flipping getting me out of bed in the morning? Those three things are the fundamental principles of what develops a successful entrepreneur in my eyes. It's the stuff that I always go back to. And I really, really hope this helps you. Again, this is going on my YouTube channel as well as it's going on to my podcast. So please, if you're listening to this and you found it at all useful, please hit the like button. I'm aiming for my first 100 like video. I'm trying to get there. Please subscribe. Please leave a review. Leave a comment wherever you are and turn that notification bell on so you're always getting updates of these videos. Straight to the Point is coming on to this channel. Straight to the Point is going to scale. This is my baby to be able to daily document what I'm doing, give advice, give information, give tips to help people move forward in the same way that I'm doing right now. I hope this has been helpful. I will see you all in the next episode. Peace.